There's no one whose case is so hard that the Lord Jesus Christ can't help them. Hello again, this is Miles McKee coming to you from Dublin, Ireland. This week we have been considering Luke's Gospel, chapter 8, and here we see the story of Jesus and the hopeless case. It's the story of how Jesus meets a ferocious man, a man who was a demoniac. That means he was demon-possessed. He was a man who was a social outcast and a social menace. He was a man who was a hopeless case and a helpless case and a hard case. This man was so possessed by the devil that he didn't even have his own vocabulary. He didn't even have his own thoughts. I'll tell you, and Jesus was able to help him, and Jesus is able to help the hardest case listening to me today. The worst case. You may think that your case is so terrible that you're the worst person in the world and God wouldn't have any time for you. I want to tell you, he's all the time in the world for you. He wants you to come to him and be saved. He loves you. Yeah, listen to that. Let that sink into your heart. He loves you. I don't care how bad you've been. He loves you. I don't care if you've murdered. He loves you. I don't care whether you've killed and maimed. He loves you. I don't care whether you've set off bombs. He loves you. Won't you come to him? Won't you come to him? Ah, you're a hard case, but won't you come to Jesus and be set free? And you know what happened in this passage in Luke's Gospel chapter 8? The old demoniac, the man possessed of the demon, came to Jesus, and do you know what he said? He said, "Do not torment me." My goodness, imagine saying that to Jesus. Many people, unfortunately, view Jesus as a real threat. Don't torment me. I've heard the words said to me. Don't torment me with that gospel preaching. But you know what? That's just the same thing as praying, "Lord, keep me from going to heaven. And Lord, help me to avoid your mercy. I don't want mercy." I mean, isn't that quite ridiculous? I can't believe it. What kind of man or woman would consider following after Jesus Christ some kind of a torment? Would it be a torment to have eternal life? Would it be a torment to have your sins forgiven? Would it be a torment to receive mercy? Would it be a torment to be in the will of God? Would it be a torment to have a quiet conscience? Would it be a torment to be free from guilt? Would it be a torment to be able to look God in the eye and be accepted and welcome into his family? Oh, listen, Jesus Christ is no torment. Listen, if you'll come to him, he will deliver you from the torment that's been plaguing you. You know all those old sins? Let me tell you about them. They cast long shadows. They do, they cast long shadows. And the only way to get free, you can try to get free from them by looking down a bottle of alcohol or taking drugs. That'll not set you free from the torment. Jesus Christ, he will set you free, but you've got to come to him and say, "Jesus, look, I have blown it. Jesus, I believe you died on the cross and you rose again, and I have blown it. I am useless. I've made a mess. I'm a hard case. Forgive me. Please forgive me." And if you do that, if you come to him by simply talking to him from your heart, he will save you, deliver you, forgive you, cleanse you, and that's the gospel truth.
This has been a presentation of Miles McKee Ministries. Our ministry is made possible by the prayers of friends and partners in your area. If we can be of any help to you, please write to us at P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada 89016.